My Sleepy Husband by Susan Gazer. 6 years ago, one Sunday morning, I woke up feeling a little tired. After I showered, I went into the kitchen to set the breakfast table for my husband. I was trying to act as if it were a normal day, or as if I were a normal pregnant woman, but I couldn't. I told him that I did not feel well today. He told me to take it easy, to go to sleep, and to get some rest. He told me not to do any housework. After this advice, he left home to go to work. I was pushing myself to fall asleep. Around 10 o'clock in the morning, my friend came to see me, and she told me that I did not look well. She told me to be careful. She said that maybe this was the day that I had been waiting for the last 9 months. I wasn't excited or happy. All I wanted to do was to relax and be free from my big belly. In the afternoon, I got contraction pains. I didn't waste any time in phoning my husband. He was home in 1 hour. He was so nervous and confused. He didn't know what to do. He was supposed to take care of me, but it was I who was taking care of him. Anyway, he sat down for a little while, and he told me that he also felt very tired, and that before we went to the hospital, we should get some rest. Then he went into the bedroom and went to sleep. I was very angry at him for the way he was acting. In the evening, we finally went to the hospital. I was admitted and brought to a room, and my husband accompanied me. I was screaming from pain. I also felt like killing my husband, or putting him in jail and never letting him out, because I felt like I was dying, and he had gone back to sleep in the bed next to mine. Finally, 23 hours later, I had a beautiful baby boy. After an hour, the nurse brought me this little angel. When I hugged him, I felt wonderful, and all my pain was gone. My anger disappeared, and I forgave my husband. 6 years have passed, and I am still unable to understand how he could have fallen asleep again and again at my hour of need. And whenever I see a pregnant woman, I remember the emotions of those 48 hours and the pains and joys of childbirth.